Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey Walter, when reviewing the track record of a money manager or a potential copy trading signal, how long of a track record should I look for?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wouldn't necessarily put a number on that. I mean, you could say 12 months or 24 months or whatever, but I think it's more the what you really want to see is kind of like, let's just say that someone's only trading the euro, and let's say that the euro has been mostly on an uptrend over the last 12 months, and you see this 12-month track record, and immediately you've got to take a look at what's going on here. Is this a trend system that does really well in a trend market? We've had mostly a trend over the last 12 months. Well, that's going to change at some stage, and it's going to go sideways, and then what's going to happen to this account? Or the other thing to look at is how many trades. So I have a good friend, Dennis, and he was, I don't know if he still is, but he was the number one signals provider on a certain Forex signals platform where you can kind of sign up and lock your account into his stuff or anyone else's. And you know, he doesn't trade that often. So he did really well for the first year, and then he kind of hit a drawdown early this year, and that was kind of an issue. And so, you know, that was mostly something that people hadn't seen on his account. Now he's back out of it and he's doing well, of course, but you know, that can affect him. It can affect the people that are following his signals, because it doesn't, you know, if you have a system that trades once a month, you know, and then you've got two or three losers in a row, that's 2 or 3 months of a drawdown, and that can be a little bit tricky. So there's a lot of things to look at. I would look at frequency of trades. I would look at what style of, you know, market has this track record been through. Has it been through a sideways chop? Has it been through a trending environment? Has it been through a really tight market? Or has it been through a volatile market? Or is it really quiet? So you look back on the New Zealand dollar in 2003, 2004, it's pretty quiet, you know? So you really need to look at what kind of market is. But beyond that, I really think that what you need to do, if you're going to follow someone else and lock your account onto their trades, what I would say is you need to decide what sort of drawdown are you willing to withstand. Now, if they had a 20% drawdown and they're risking 1% on their trades or something like that, why would you risk 2% if you can't sit through a 25% drawdown? If you're risking 2%, you're probably going to see a 40% drawdown if they're risking 1% on their account, and probably even more. So you might do something like double the worst drawdown that you've seen, knowing what position size they're using on their trades, and then decide, can I sit through that? If they had a 15% drawdown, can you sit through a 30% drawdown? These are the sorts of things that are going to stop you from following the trader. It's not really, you know, I know it feels like it's a little bit shady if they've only been trading for 3 months or whatever. I just think you should probably spend a lot of time on thinking about the drawdowns, because that's when you're going to pull the plug. You're going to pull the plug during the drawdown. Some traders will, but you're probably not going to pull the plug if they don't trade often enough. Some traders will, but really what you want to do here is you want to consider, at what stage will I just throw the towel in and say, this isn't working anymore, and how do I avoid getting to that stage? You know, that's the juncture that a lot of traders just burn up at. They don't know what to do when they hit that drawdown. Do I stop trading? Do I find a new system? Has the market changed? It's totally different now. I can't do this anymore. These are the sorts of things that come into your head when you run into these drawdowns. So I would say look at the type of market. Look at how often they trade, how many trades they have in their record. Also decide for yourself if you can sit through double the drawdown that's posted on their account. That's what I would say. So there you go.
Okay, cool. Wow, that's some great insights. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.